I'm not sure I want to know what you just mumbled.
Come closer and I'll repeat it for you.
I think not. My advisors suggest that there is only one way to appropriately end this relationship.
Oh, and what's that?
Turn you in and collect your bounty.
I'm not wanted by the Empress's Rangers.
Who said it was an Empire bounty? And while I will miss you running your hands through my hair, you are going to have to learn...
I won't be taken anywhere alive, asshat.
Christina's eyes flared yellow.
Who said anything about alive?
The skein to Alonzo's left quickly raised a small tube he had been holding and pointed it in Christina's direction. Christina didn't see Rahek move, but she was shoved violently out of the way. A small rocket raced through the space and hit the older Yalin in the chest, blowing him backward to crash through a window.
Rahek!
Christina untangled herself from some chairs and raced towards the broken window.
You haven't heard the last of me!
She jumped.
Bistock shit!
Fortunately, Rahek had worn a chest protector over his carapace, or he probably would have more issues to deal with than falling at a phenomenal rate toward the ground somewhere under him. He was annoyed when Christina, Bethany, and Lowell threw herself out of the window in a dive, heading in his direction, really fast. He squinted and caught a slight blue line under her clothes. Rahek opened his arms wide to catch Christina. She slammed into him and twisted her smaller frame to grab hold of his much larger back. For most humans, that would have been a good way to ensure they died quickly, smashing into the pavement under him. For Christina, it was a way to brace him as the anti-gravity pucks in her suit slowed them down.
Didn't you think about the fact that we were going to be on a high floor in a building? When we get somewhere safe, I'm going to kill you for scaring me!
Christina looked over her shoulder, trying to find a place for the two of them to land safely.
That building with the orange roof! We have a back entrance to the tunnels over there.
They stopped going straight down and turned, heading toward a building three blocks away.